Jeremy Clarkson, a British TV host, filmed a stranger having a booming telephone conversation on a high-speed train in China and posted this on his social media account. While some have supported the host, others have criticized him for publicly shaming the stranger on a Chinese train. So, first of all, let's go a little bit more in depth on what's going on. Who is this guy?
Jeremy Robert Clarkson is an English broadcaster, journalist, and writer who specializes in motor vehicles. He is best known for co-presenting the BBC TV show Top Gear. Maybe you've heard of it. With Richard Hammond and James May. I guess this went on from 2002 to 2015, so quite a long time. He also currently writes weekly comments for the Sunday Times and the Sun. Okay, but basically in the video posted on the presenter's Instagram, Clarkson can be heard whispering, shut up, repeatedly as this guy is talking on the phone in the background. And then he writes in his post, this has been going on for hours, end quote. As he records, another person can be heard giggling in the background. And I guess he's here in China doing some filming in Chongqing. But he's been in China since he arrived in Hong Kong, I guess, months ago. And he's traveling around the country for something he's doing. But anyways, a lot of people are like, do we agree with what he's doing or not? Personally, for me, you're a celebrity, you know, like people do stuff. You don't get to be the ethical judge and blast someone on social media when you have a ton of followers. Like, you're on one end of the stick and you're lucky to be there. Use it with somewhat responsibility. Don't go shaming this poor guy. And that's how I feel about it. Also, I feel like, you know, I've been in the subway every day. There's a guy, wait, you know, right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God. But then, you know, part of me is like, dude, this is the subway. This isn't my house. This isn't my whatever. You know, people can be people when it's in a public space. And why do I get to be the one that says something? But if someone is bugging me enough, I will do something. And I guess this is the next question here that's maybe pertinent. How do we go about telling someone they're kind of affecting us, making us uncomfortable, while at the same time being appropriate? Because I don't think that's what he did.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting because Robert Clarkson, well, as the host, former host of Top Gear, I think he ended his career with Top Gear when he decided he would punch his producer. I think that's how he got away from the show and starting a new show, and which is weird now. That he's protesting against what this man is doing on the train in such a nuanced way, but somewhat cowardly. The other hand, I think it's plain annoying for someone to be so noisy in a public place. It's almost a style of some people. I think there's a mentality that they have to be aggressive in social occasions. That makes them charismatic and influential. And a lot of people go around bearing this belief, and that sometimes they succeed. I mean, those are apparently very charismatic person, and they have an influence on people. But yes, they can be very, very annoying. And I wish someone will have the guts to tell them that maybe you're not being extremely polite to other people.
Instead of secretly uploading your picture or video,
which is just
on
cowardly,
social media,
in a way.
Very passive aggressive. And certainly, I think in this digital age, privacy has become one of the issues that's in the forefront of discussion and also our daily conduct. And to avoid this from happening, let's try not to speak so loudly in public. Let's try doing that. And also, turn down your phone if you're playing a game or listening
to music.
And
don't film other people and post it online. You know, that's not your business.
Yeah, and that brings us to the end of today's show. See you next time.